Brian.
Thank you. Greetings and welcome. I thank everyone for participating in today's Internet Governance webinar. I'm sorry for the delay as we are getting many people from many parts ready for this call. My name is David Olive. I'm Vice President of Policy Development Support, and I'll be serving as the moderator of this session. We have a one-hour session, and we're trying to make sure that we can have a brief discussion with the CEO, Fadi Shahade, as well as turning to any questions that you may have. Again, we ask that you put questions in the chat. I will be monitoring that and taking them in the order that they occur, and we'll make sure that we get through everyone's questions in the 1 hour allotted to us. Because of our recent discussions within the broader community and your feedback over the past couple of weeks regarding the Montevideo statement that's listed, posted on our Adobe Connect, we thought it would be most useful to have a community call before everyone departed for the ICANN public meeting in Buenos Aires. We hope to discuss the recent Internet governance developments, specifically the Montevideo statement, and plans for a broader Internet stakeholder meeting in Brazil next year. Fadi has been talking to some community groups, and we thought this broader community engagement would be of use today. And other ICANN executives may also be commenting as well. Without any further delay, I would now turn it over to Fadi for a few minutes of remarks, and then we'll go into questions and answers. Fadi, the floor is yours. Thank you.
Thank you, David, and again, my apologies for my delay. I think it's important that I share with you a little bit of the background that has put us in the activities and the events that many of you have been reading about. I know that there has been a lot of chatter and discussion publicly and pieces of news here and there. My intent today is to try and fill some of these blanks and to listen to you as well and some of your feedback to help us shape this important discussion. Needless to say, let me start by saying that in the late summer, we started seeing some evidence and some information that was making us concerned that a lot of the debate next year on Internet governance was moving in the direction of multilateral intergovernmental solutions. We believe in the multi-stakeholder model, where the multilateral part is a subset of the decision, but not the final decision. Our GAC, in some ways, is a multilateral body that provides advice, and then decisions are made in a multi-stakeholder way, including government. Other fora that are intergovernmental are either closed to governments only, or they take some advice from stakeholders, but the ultimate decision is multilateral, i.e. intergovernmental. We believe that the right place for Internet governance to evolve and continue is where it's been and where it's produced amazing results that we can all witness and see today. And therefore, as we saw some signals in the last 12 weeks that we're sending governments and organizations that frankly were typically more central in their views down the multilateral path, these were alarms that concerned us. I can go through some evidence of these particular instances, but I will mention one just by way of an example. We were attending the AP regional IGF when a very senior member of the South Korean government, in fact, the very member who will, may soon be presiding over the plenipotentiary, stood up and made a public announcement that his government would like to see a lot more of the cyber security policies and issues moved to the ITU. This is just an example or a point of reference to a series of them that we started seeing. As a result, we decided that we need to engage with the broader community and understand how we can move the needle towards a more open multi-stakeholder model rather than a multilateral model. Now, before I get into what we did, I'd like to just ask the question many of us ask, which is, why is this important to ICANN? Why is ICANN doing this? Well, let me be clear. There are two pressures that ICANN is feeling. One pressure we and the other internet organizations feel, which is generally a pressure that says, why don't you expand what you're doing? Why don't you do more? Why shouldn't your remit be expanded? You've seen that, and we have evidence of that in public and private fora. And the answer generally from either ICANN or from the IETF or others is the right answer, which is no. We have a very specific remit that our community has focused on, and that's where we need to stay. The second kind of pressure we're getting is we feel that if more topics and decisions on issues and matters related to internet governance move into a multilateral place, the pressure will grow on us in the multi-stakeholder space, including ICANN, to actually work in these larger intergovernmental fora. These two pressures are real, and when we assessed them, we came to the conclusion that it is important for ICANN, along with other organizations in the ecosystem, even if it's not within our immediate focus, to be active players in the internet governance ecosystem and to actually make our best effort, both as a way to reduce the pressures on us, but more importantly, because we believe in the multi-stakeholder approach to all internet governance, that we raise our voices together and make sure we invest and coalesce people towards a multi-stakeholder internet governance space. So the first thing we did once we came to these strategic conclusions, in my case, the first thing I did is I spent 2 days with our board of directors during their recent workshop in September, and we discussed these events, and we discussed our activities there, and the board gave me the green light and the support to actually go to fellow organizations in our ecosystem and engage in that discussion and coalesce our activities together so that we can promote the multi-stakeholder model. So the next step after that was to meet with indeed these organizations. And that was the Montevideo meeting of many of the CEOs of the organization. Some people refer to that group as the I-Star. I'm not a big fan of the name, but okay, it is a subset of all the people in the ecosystem, but it's the subset of technical organizations that have worked together in a loose but well-coordinated way for many years. So that's ISOC, that's the IETF, that's IAB, that's the RIRs and W3C and ICANN. The CEOs of these organizations and some of their top teams met in Montevideo and agreed with this general direction, and hence we issued what is the first time for that group we issued a joint statement, which is now referred to as the Montevideo Statement. And that statement basically stated nothing new. It stated the same things we've all believed in and said for many years. So that was the same set of activities and the same things that we've said many times before. The statement specifically on ICANN, globalizing ICANN, was again a restatement of something many of our sister organizations have said all along, as well as, frankly, a statement of the obvious of what has always been contemplated in the oversight relationship that the U.S. government has had over the IANA function. There's nothing new there. So the statement was simply, its significance was that our fellow organizations came together and wanted together to actually make that common statement or declaration to the world. Subsequent to that, of course, we went into Bali. And this was the next step, and it was a fortuitous thing. After I've had the discussion with our board, then the discussion with fellow organizations, then all of us went to Bali. And on Sunday in Bali, we already met and started together to invite a broader coalition. So it's not just the technical organizations. And very quickly by Wednesday, we had a meeting with hundreds of people showing up. It was actually the largest meeting in Bali other than the plenary, where businesses, industry, civil society, technical organizations, individuals from every part of the spectrum came together to discuss how we as a community, bottom up, own up to this great model that we all participate in and promote it and tell the world what a great model it is. And to frankly stop being defensive and rather being proactive in proposing the value, the intrinsic value of the multi-stakeholder approach, what it's produced, and to address the mechanisms that are needed to embrace the issues that are left unaddressed in a multi-stakeholder way. The coalition was put together and has grown, and I think very shortly you will see this coalition of businesses, civil society, technical organizations, and others come together in a common brand and in a common effort to create dialogue across all of our communities and to engage everyone in this extremely important endeavor. Now, the two other things that have occurred, and you have heard about them as well, when we looked at the calendar of next year, from an internet governance standpoint, the calendar had two prominent events. It has the WTDC, which was planned for Egypt, that will now be moved to East Europe. That's in late March, early April. And we have the plenipotentiary in October. What is common about these two events is that they're both largely intergovernmental multilateral events. We may attend them, but at the end of the day, the decisions will largely be made by governments. We believe that that is an agenda that lacks focus on the multi-stakeholder model. So I'm happy and pleased that first, through a lot of community effort, we secured Turkey as a backer of the IGF 2014 and Brazil as the backer of the IGF 2015 and Mexico as the backer of the IGF 2016. That was to send a very clear signal that we now have a key major multi-stakeholder event happening next year and beyond. And, of course, it will be the first week of September in Istanbul next year. But that September is a bit far down the year, and a lot of us felt that we do not have another mega forum, a major forum next year that brings attention to the multi-stakeholder approach, and hence the Brazilian conference, which is essentially a declaration by the government of Brazil that they would like to invite stakeholders from all different stakeholder groups to come together and discuss a multi-stakeholder approach to internet governance, and that will occur either in late April or early May next year in Brazil. So these two events will provide us a forums where the multi-stakeholder model is central to any thinking or any solutioning regarding internet governance. Of course, many of us are concerned about how these two events shape, what the agendas will be, who will attend. But I'm delighted to tell you that at least in the case of the Brazil event, which is the first one coming up, Brazil has agreed that it will invite globally members of civil society, members of business, members of the technical organizations, industry, etc., to participate with them in a steering committee that will define this event, what it is, what it will do, and how it will run. And Madam Rousseff, the president of Brazil, has told me personally that she intends this to be a model of multi-stakeholder, and she used the word in English clearly with me, a multi-stakeholder event that will be an example of how together we solve these issues and advance the agenda of Internet governance. So it's incumbent upon us, all of us, to help Brazil shape that agenda, and the invitation is on the table for us to participate in this event steering committee. So, again, as I said, to summarize, we have out of the Bali event, a movement, an initiative, a dialogue that will be shortly splashing its way in the world. And all of us are participants in that. This is not ICANN. It is not me. It is a global, broad-based event. Pardon me, not event, a communication and dialogue platform that will allow many of us to participate in shaping the solutions moving forward. And I invite all of us to participate as this becomes public, and my understanding is it will be before we get to Buenos Aires. And I believe the NRO, with Adiel, the CEO of Afrinic, who will be the head of the NRO next year, are taking the lead in terms of birthing that movement and of being the secretariat for a lot of its activities. And there is now a community-wide effort to build an organizing committee for that initiative, and that's happening as we speak on the lists that were started in Bali. As to the event in Brazil, as I told you, this is moving forward, and the steering committee, the Brazilian government will inform us how many people they want in that steering committee, and my hope is that in the next 2-3 weeks, details about this conference and the steering committee that Brazil will be forming in a multi-stakeholder global way will also be open and transparent for everyone to appreciate and hopefully participate in. And then lastly, and very importantly, many of you have been waiting for me to announce the fifth panel. Remember, I announced 5 panels in Durban. 4 have been formed and launched. The fifth panel, which is a panel on internet governance, has not yet been launched. It will be launched next week. And this is a panel that will focus in the next 3 months on complementing the bottom-up effort through the broad initiative. These two will feed on each other. They will learn from each other, I hope. And we also came to the conclusion that whilst the other 4 panels are ICANN panels, this one needs to be more independent. So we have now secured partners, an academic institution, and a global organization. This way, this panel takes a level of independence away from ICANN and produces, hopefully, a set of ideas and thoughts that will be very useful in next year's forum. But again, rooted and informed in the public activities that are going on in the initiative that the NRO is kind of leading from a secretariat standpoint. So that's a quick overview of how we got here, why we did it, how we did it, and kind of the activities that are emerging out of that. I will stop here and hand it back to you, David, so we can have a dialogue with the community.
Thank you very much, Fadi. The first question is from Mikey O'Connor. He has said, in your discussion, Fadi, who is the we, quote-unquote, staff, board, and community?
The we is much bigger than that. The we is, as I said, over 330 people are on lists that met in Bali, and very soon will be launching this platform that will hopefully invite all of our communities, including the ICANN community, I hope, but everyone will be invited to participate. But in Bali, the movement was born, and movements are not directed from the top. Movements happen because a lot of people start coming together. In fact, we had multiple meetings in Bali. The first one had 30 people, the second one had 300 people, and so on and so forth. So it is that movement, bottom-up movement, that is going to be where the discussion and the debate will happen.
Next question of Mikey was the green light from the board, when and where?
I already said that. It was at the board workshop in September.
And finally, to complete a series of questions, will those lists that you mentioned be circulated and open?
Completely, yes. But in order not to grow the list further as an email list, the people on the list decided to have a more structured website. So that's the website that will be shortly announced and available. I think it may be already there, and I'm happy to share the URL, and you can go and sign up and at least put your name so you get on the list. I believe the website name that is available, I hope it's available now. That is deciding these things. There's a group of people, as I said, in the secretariat of the NRO that took the lead with the coalition list, but I believe the website is onenet.org.
Thank you. The question from Garth Graham, since a thing becomes what you call it, was ICANN's adoption of ISOC's expression IG ecosystem a conscious attempt to reframe the global language of debate? Nation states don't strategize in terms of ecosystems.
We believe the term is the right term, and we are using this term because we believe that it encompasses all the stakeholders better than other frameworks that are largely focused on intergovernmental participation. So whether it's immensely conscious or not, but it's a term that we are comfortable with. It speaks to the broad nature of the stakeholders that need to be involved in internet governance. As we all know, businesses, industry, you know, civil society, technical organizations, academia, and governments, absolutely, and governments, and a lot of international organizations. So the term we're using to encompass all of this is the ecosystem, yes.
A question from Robin Gross. Who owns and controls the, quote, coalition's website, the onenet.org?
All of us do. The secretariat for it is NRO. And it's Adiel, who, if you recall, in Ballyhoo, stood up and said, hey, I'll volunteer to manage all of this. But again, this is all being birthed. The most important thing is to very quickly sign up, participate. I think on the list, on the broad list of people who signed up, there was a call, I believe, I'm not following all of this closely, but I think there was a call yesterday by Adiel and Teresa to have people nominate folks for the OneNet kind of organizing team. So, because we can't have 300 people organizing it, we can have 300 people participating, but we need a small group that liaises with their communities, and we're still waiting for people to submit names. We've received already, you know, civil society, one group of civil society already sent some names. Robin, I think your name is in there. I already put it in for you based on our discussion. So they're just starting to put together the organizing committee, and my hope is that by end of next week, we know who that committee is, it's fully transparent, and then everybody knows who to talk to in order to move things along as we go forward. And again, it's not ICANN that is managing this effort or this community. We are participating like everybody else.
Follow-up from Robin Gross. A number of us in Bali who heard much of this 3 weeks ago were expecting to be included in shaping this coalition. Since then, we've not heard anything further. At what point will the GNSO be involved in shaping these discussions?
I don't know who hasn't heard anything further, because I'm getting so many emails. I have somebody just cleaning my box from them. It is sent to a list that was formed in Bali. So if you're in Bali and you put your name and your email and you're not getting emails, then this was a technical glitch. I suggest you send Adiel, the CEO or Anne Rachel, either of them at NRO. Make sure your name is back on the list, because a lot of email traffic where hundreds of people are contributing to ideas on how we shape this. So my apologies, and please do send one of these people a note quickly, and I'm sure they'll add you back.
Next will be Marie-Laure from NPOC. While I understand it is the kind of situation where you have to take advantage of the circumstances and do our part, ICANN's part, to secure the best results possible, this implies a very tight agenda for getting organized. I am concerned that in the process of doing so, we lose a sight of factors that might undermine the legitimacy of the process and or end products. An example of such factors would be that you mentioned that the Brazilian government will invite other governments to participate. All governments have their ideological focus and relationships with preferred allies. How can we avoid potential, quote, political and ideological bias, unquote, in that sense?
Send a letter to Rousseff and tell her your views. We're not in control of what the president of Brazil and her foreign office decides. But I would say speak up. Get on OneNet. They're going to be watching very closely what we all do together on OneNet. OneNet is our platform to talk, to discuss, to voice our concerns, send letters to Rousseff. But they're engaged. They want to listen. They want to do the right thing. And it is up to us, as I said earlier, to shape and to rise and to do what we do so well as a community, which is come together and make sure the world listens and understands our views. I think what is significant with Rousseff, if we engaged with her, is that she has publicly, and I'm not saying anything she said privately, publicly, twice now, made it very clear that she would like to work in a multi-stakeholder way. And she used the term very clearly in at least two tweets and one subsequent communication. So, and her team, which was never at the IGF, including Minister Paulo Bernardo, were all at the IGF. Anatel board members, communications ministry, foreign ministry. She demanded and asked all of them to go to the multi-stakeholder meeting and participate and be in it. So we're seeing some movement. The world is not black and white. We need to engage, and make sure that governments that are willing to listen from the top or from the bottom are engaged. And it's incumbent upon us to help them see the light.
Another question from Brendan Kubris is, can the archives of the broad list be made public?
Send an email to Adiel and ask him. I'm not in charge. The NRO took the leadership, so if you have any questions, they will shortly, they're now, I think, on onenet.org just taking emails, but very shortly they will open lists and discussion forums and so on, so just hold your breath, give it a week or so, and or if you're feeling rushed to make these comments, please quickly write Adiel and ask, give him your opinion. He's a good listener.
Steve Metellus asked the question, the who is data for onenet.org indicates the registrant is domains by proxy. Can you be more specific about who owns and operates this site?
Ask Adiel. Ask the NRO. Again, you guys are asking me questions. the coalition is not ICANN, right? I mean, we're helping, we're participating. I don't want to, give you the wrong impression. But we very quickly, in less than 2 weeks, went from the ISTAR straight into the IGF, because that was the first chance we had all the community there and engaged, as we should have. And brought on board all these people businesses, civil society, and I think those of you who were in Bali saw that we were all engaging, you know, at every level we can, tens of meetings every day, all of us, to bring everyone to act and to coalesce. And I'm delighted because our community is superb. Once everything is clear and open and we have a common goal, we've done it before, we'll do it again, and I'm very hopeful, in fact.
Going back to Mikey O'Connor's question, he's asking about the bit of frustration about using the community as a fig leaf. A little support for the process within the community, according to Mikey.
What's the question, though? I can understand Mikey's confused or certainly frustrated, but what's the question?
His question seems to be the reference to the we again.
As I said, the we is hundreds of people who got together in Bali. Some of those people are here on this call, some are not, because it's much broader than the ICANN community. And the case for working with the people outside of our community as well is high. It's important that we engage business. It's important that we engage the communities that are also beyond the ICANN community, together with the ICANN community, which is a critical community and a very important community. But we really broaden the ecosystem because the ecosystem that will be affected by multilateral decisions being made on internet governance is broader than us. As I shared in one of the recent webinars, we do have the space we're in is the space where we make the internet work, but the space where a lot of governments are getting into as well, in addition to that space, is how the internet is used. And so that broadens also the ecosystem. You know, companies, even take industry for example, in the space where the internet works, key players from industry are, you know, Cisco and AT&T, etc. But as you get into the space of how the internet how the internet is used, you get also a whole set of new players, right? Whether it's the Disneys of the world and the you know, different companies that are engaged in content, for example. So the ecosystem is broad, and where governments are becoming extremely engaged right now is across that broad spectrum. I mean, needless to say, we should keep our eyes focused on the opportunity. The opportunity we have at this point is at a time when the world, and especially governments and heads of state, are starting to become very focused on internet governance, and Dilma Rousseff's speech at the UN certainly helped focus the mind of many heads of state on internet governance. It is important that our case for multi-stakeholder governance be made. This is the strategic important thing, that while we're all worried about this or that, we should not lose sight of. If we lose sight of that, we miss a huge opportunity as the people who shaped, many of you, for years, have shaped the multi-stakeholder debate and have proven that it works, that it brings people together. We have an opportunity here. As government after government we meet is saying, we now are paying attention to this. What should we do? We need to be out there with our story, with the positive results of our story, with the great things our multi-stakeholder model has produced. We have to be one, we have to be strong and very vocal about that. I'll give you just two pieces of evidence. Two particular governments that are important governments, Mexico and Argentina. Their heads of state came back from the New York UN meeting and asked around their staffs, well, who runs the internet in our countries? And remarkably, the answers were fumbled. But both heads of state told their people, well, let's organize. Let's make sure we take control of the internet in our countries. Now, attention to internet governance by governments could be a good thing, but could also be not such a good thing if this attention leads us to more centralization and more multilateral solutions to internet governance. This debate is raging right now. The Snowden affair is not helping. It's making many governments focus on this. And our view is that the U.S. government, which has been the government that coalesced other governments around a multi-stakeholder model, is not in a particularly good position right now to build such coalescing. And therefore, it is incumbent upon us, all of us who understand this model, believe in it, and have seen its fruit, to actually take the stand through this broad-based initiative and speak up about the importance of this model.
There's a question from Phil Corin. Were the other signatories of the Montevideo statement informed of your plan to meet with Brazilian President Rousseff and to request a, quote, summit, unquote, in Brazil?
The plan to meet Brazilian government was absolutely shared with our colleagues when we met in Montevideo. At the time I left them, there was no intent or plan for us to meet with President Rousseff. The plan was, this was a regular stop for me to meet with our community, with CGI, and with government. It is at one of the meetings there with a government official that he insisted we go meet with the president. And he picked up the phone and called the president and arranged for the meeting. But that was not planned by us, nor did we think it would happen. As to the conference there, we frankly were starting to get concerned a while back ago that we do not have any anchor meeting next year that is multi-stakeholder based. And at the time we were concerned, by the way, even the IGF in 2014 had absolutely zero sponsors. We did not have anyone sponsoring it. So we did get engaged with several governments, including the Turkish government, until we were comfortable that they will step up. And then I engaged also with the Brazilians on the same issue. So the need to create conferences throughout the next 2 years that are rooted in our multi-stakeholder approach was definitely something that many of us were concerned about.
Robin Gross has a question. How does ICANN intend to keep governments from using the Brazil meeting and this coalition to move the internet governance space in a more multilateral direction? Isn't ICANN taking a risk with the multi-stakeholder model here?
The risk, Robin, is much higher if we do nothing, because there was nothing else. Now, having established that, we took a calculated risk by saying, fine, let's get a middle government to do this, and in this case, Brazil. Now, we need to, we did not go down that path before we ensured that Brazil is committed to the multi-stakeholder approach. And that commitment was made by the president after I met her and subsequently while we were at the IGF. Now, we ask for evidence, not just talk. And some of you may not know all that detail, but during the last 72 hours, Brazil withdrew an extremely, extremely worrisome proposal to the ITU to move much of internet governance, including ICANN's work, to a multilateral approach. That proposal was officially withdrawn by the government of Brazil. So we're asking for evidence, we're asking for continued movement in that way, and Robin, you know, as you and I discussed, that the way to, nothing is guaranteed. There is risk, obviously, but the way to ensure we do not fall into a multilateral place is to engage, is to be there, is to participate in the steering committee of the meeting, is to keep in front of the debate. And we're getting good signals from Brazil, but we're not resting on these signals. We are engaging, engaging. And if we can keep Brazil and other middle governments in the middle and listening to the value of our model and continuously not being negative or defensive, but rather positive and constructive, I'm hoping that all of us together, through this coalition and through this movement, as well as through our engagement, we will be able to turn this in the right way. I'm committed to that, and I hope all of us together remain committed to that.
A question from Steve Metallis, and then Jim Prendergast is next. Can you be more specific about the business groups that you consider to be part of the movement you have described?
Every business group should be part of a global movement to promote multi-stakeholderism. I mean, I would assume that every business group wants to be there. Now, during the Bali meeting, we've engaged certainly with ICC Basis. We also engaged with other businesses that are there that are not members of the ICC Basis group, for example, you know, Microsoft and others. And we got very, very good feedback and very good participation from the business groups. And I'm hoping we can broaden that group as much as possible and bring more of these folks to participate. And I certainly, as I go into Buenos Aires, many of the members of our business constituency, many of the members of our GNSO were in Bali and were involved, and I hope we can broaden that to so that all of the communities, including all of the parts of the ICANN community, are engaged. But there's absolutely no logic that I can think of that would make any business or business grouping prefer a multilateral approach to a multi-stakeholder approach. So my hope and my assumption is that all of them are going to engage, and certainly they're all welcome.
Jim Prendergast's question is, can you share what other countries are possible co-hosts for the meeting in Brazil, I think you mean?
It's not our call. I think the Foreign Office of Brazil made a proposal of some countries to the president, and our understanding is that they have not yet gotten her response. Therefore, the decision has not been finalized yet. I'm aware that India has been approached, but that's as far as I know.
Are there any other questions? We have exhausted at the moment the questions in the chat.
Well, if I could then, David, I just want to make a couple of comments.
Please.
One, look, I think all of us, now that we have a broad-based movement, all of us should step back, take a deep breath, and think about what's at play here. And I think strategically, much is at play for the future of and the health of an open, free internet ecosystem. I invite all of us to frankly take our rightful place in this debate. We are at the center of this discussion. Our resources, our knowledge, our passion for this, it's time we put it together and we pool it and we show the world, frankly, how proud we are of what we've achieved as a global community. I will assure you that there are many governments that are right now searching for the answers. If they see us clear and lucid with our arguments, if they see us united in our focus on evolving and globalizing what we have today and being open to new mechanisms that will address the issues of tomorrow. If they see us this way and they understand clearly what we've done today, I believe many governments will join this caravan as opposed to the other caravan. And I think that's the right thing for us to all do. And I'm humbled by the historical moment that we're all dealing with. This is not like before because we're in charge. We don't have one particular government trying to pull this whole ship. It's us now. It's us, all of us. And us, despite the fact that us is never broad enough, the we is never broad enough, let's broaden it. I'm inviting you here to help me broaden it. Let's all make it bigger. Let's invite more people to the table. Let's anyone who is concerned about this should come on board and help and shape. So I invite us to all have that dialogue, online, offline, in Buenos Aires and beyond. But the weeks and months ahead require for all of us as a community to stand up for what we believe in and to not be defensive, to not be offensive, but to be proactively positive about what we've done and what we can do together. I mean that, and I hope all of you will join me and will join all of us in this very, very important positioning that is happening publicly now.
Thank you, Fadi, and I'd like to thank all participants. Again, I'll remind people that the chat will be recorded and part of our transcript, and that will, again, be available shortly, and we will also make sure it is translated into Spanish and French and available for all to read, as well as the earlier session that we had today. We will also make that available shortly for everyone. Once again, I'd like to thank people for their participation. The opportunity to be able to provide background and context of the recent discussions with ICANN and its sister Internet organizations leading to the Montevideo Statement to explain the board and staff and community partnership in this effort, also to talk about what has been done and share perceptions of the recent IGF Bali meeting and to highlight next steps and preparatory plans for Brazil as well as the INET organization that is being hosted by the NRO and its organization. With that, I'd like to thank everyone, and I'm sure the discussion will continue in Buenos Aires. So with that, I would like to close the call within our time frame and wish everyone a good evening, good afternoon, or good morning, wherever you may be. Thank you, everyone.